This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
There's a mom who's on TikTok who posted a very clever hack, especially if you have kids that are like picky eaters.
Okay.
She makes homemade dinners, but then puts them into to-go containers and staples it up in a brown paper bag so that it looks like she brought something home for the children to enjoy that she did not make.
She might be the smartest person alive. Make her the Pope. I don't think they figured it out just yet.
This is how it turned out.
We ordered in food. This is an Italian place.
New food!
Yeah. We got tortellini minestrone. I also ordered chicken cacciatore with some rice. Guys, does this look so good?
I like this.
Who wants soup and who wants chicken?
Dude, I think I need to implement this in our household because Tatum's obsessed with Chipotle, which gets a little pricey after a while because like every week she wants to go after ballet and tonight's ballet class. Maybe I need to say, hey, can I get $5? Can you just give me a bunch of your chip bags and then buy some cheap chips, put them in the chip bag? And because all she cares about with Chipotle is the chips.
Well, this mom is not the first time I've seen something like this. There was a guy that got like a stack of McDonald's burger wrappers. And he would make little cheeseburgers at home with basically all the same stuff, wrap them up, and pretend like he got McDonald's for the kids, and they would gobble it up. But if he just gave them a cheeseburger, they would never eat it.
Because I even told my wife, I'm like, I'll just go to Chipotle and buy a bag of chips. $5 is a lot cheaper than paying $50 each time.
Invest.
Yeah. Although it also kind of reminds me of when I was a kid, because it sounds like she makes some good meals, but kids don't appreciate it. I don't know if you were this way, if you guys were like this, but my mom would like make like from scratch, like great Italian food. Like that was her thing. Like, you know, from all day long, cooking the sauce, the meat would cook inside the sauce. So like these, I look back on it, these were like some like high-end, like delicious meals, and my brother and I would bitch because we weren't getting frozen pizza or ordering like takeout. And I'm like, man, I owe my mom an apology for that.
It really was child abuse that she didn't give you frozen 99-cent pizza, Steve.
Right? That's what I wanted. I was like, why do we have to eat these like really nice like lamb chops or lasagna? Like, I want my frozen microwave pizza, please.
Now I want to go back in time and have an Italian mother because that was not my experience growing up.
Oh, so you didn't get these awesome meals?
I mean, they were all right.
You probably wouldn't have appreciated it. No. You're probably a stupid kid like the rest of us.
Totally.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's a 7-year-old boy in Utah who I'm really hoping is not destined for a life of crime, Steve Miggs.
Uh-oh.
Because what he did, he took his mom's car.
Okay.
His little sister was in the car, and he drove it for 10 miles.
What?
Through multiple towns.
7 years old.
7 years old.
So his sister's younger than seven. Oh, that won't freak out mom at all.
Not at all.
No.
So neither of the kids were hurt. They did end up stopping when they hit some sort of like a parking strip and then the car wasn't moving anymore.
That's impressive though at seven that you could drive for that long and not get into an accident.
Insane. These are some of the folks in the community talking about what happened.
I was pretty shocked and scared because, I mean, I have a kid, so I know how scary it is to come home and find your kid and your car gone. This is a really high trafficked area for a little kid.
Yeah, I would be freaked out. I mean, if my Kia Sportage was gone, that would just make me very sad. I mean, if Tatum was gone too.
Yeah, I mean, such a great car.
Yeah, I mean, Tatum doesn't make a beeping sound when she backs up, but my car does.
This is a really high trafficked area for a little kid to be driving right here.
That's honestly crazy to me. I can't believe that he had the knowledge to really know how to, like, drive a car and even reach the pedal.
You're right. Like, how tall is a seven-year-old?
I mean, when we get onto our driveway, sometimes I'll let Barrett sit in my lap and, sure, and steer, but his feet are so far from the pedals at 5.5.
And yeah, in a year and a half, his feet will still not be able to touch the pedals.
No, not even close.
And I'm picturing like he like taped like wood blocks to it. Like, you remember like you see like in those like stupid children shows or like, you know, cartoons or something.
And that's a blessing, really, because honestly, the fact that that child at 7 years old didn't crash a car and kill somebody, including themselves, is insane.
It is insane.
Did you do anything that insane when you were a kid?
Not driving a car, but I am trying to think about like when I was younger, things that could have gotten us arrested or in trouble. And there was once a time that my friends and I, we all conspired to break into our other friend's home and steal something.
What?
And we did it.
What was the thing?
Well, he was in our band and he got kicked out of the band and it wasn't his bass guitar. It was one of the members of the band's bass guitar and he refused to give the bass guitar back.
Ooh.
So we're like, you know what we'll do? When he's not home, we'll go through his back door with a screen door and we'll go in and we'll take that bass back. And so we did just that. And now looking back on it, I'm like, man, this could have gone wrong for so many different reasons. Like, what if the wrong person was, or, you know, somebody was home and all of a sudden they heard a commotion. It's three idiots going into somebody's home taking a bass guitar.
Yeah.
Or if the cops showed up. I mean, at best, the cops showing up, at worst, you know, something really awful could have happened.
Yeah, it was like a full-on home invasion.
But the son of a bitch should have given us back the bass. He wasn't good.
Lesson learned.
Yeah. What about you?
I mean, I did do a little shoplifting at Disneyland.
What did you steal?
I stole a ring, a Mickey Mouse ring, and a picture frame.
Did your parents ever find out?
No. I mean, no. I wasn't going to confess to them.
Let's write that down, because next time we talk to her parents, we need to let them know that they brought up a criminal.
I didn't have a like history of shoplifting. I was just like, man, these are really expensive things, and I don't have any money, so I'll just put them in my backpack.
Wow.
What about you, Danny?
I think, well, I was just a pyro when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So I'd go around, and I would convince all my cousins to just like steal matches, and then we would go and just light things on fire, including my grandma's house one time, because there was just a bunch of brush around, and I was like, oh, let's see. So I lit the brush on fire.
It goes up quick.
It went. I remember my mom never like got super like mad at me. That time she screamed at me because I was like, I almost burned down my grandma's house.
Any damage? Like damage that she needed, like, you know?
No, thank God. Oh, it was just the brush. We got it out before it went too crazy. But it was like, I remember being in a lot. And it, like at that point, it's like, man, arson. Yeah, we could have burned down multiple structures.
Those are our childhood crimes. Arsonist, breaking and entering, shoplifting.
Wow.
What about the rockaholics? Did you ever do anything that maybe you should have been arrested for as a kid? 206-803-ROCK.
You're listening to Two Thieves and a Pyro.
The Daily Migs Show.
What did you do as a kid that when you look back on it now, you realize, you know what? I probably should have been arrested for that. 206-803-ROCK. Call up and confess your childhood crimes. Now, Steve, we have three rockaholics on hold, all whom of which have stories involving fire.
Fire.
Yeah.
All right.
So who do you want to start with? Let's go Danny in Bellevue, because we already have one arsonist, Danny, as part of this show. Danny from Bellevue, tell us what you should have gotten arrested for as a kid.
Danny.
Danny?
Yes, is that you?
James.
James. Yeah, you know, yeah. Danny, James, they sound the same. James, what's going on, my man?
Yeah, so I didn't burn anything, but starting April, on April Fool's Day, I started pulling the fire alarm, and then after the first day, I was like, hey, why not keep on doing it? So I did it for 2 weeks straight. Which, you know, I look back on it, and like, you know, it's not very good, but it was funny.
You were that, because I remember being a kid in school and you'd see like the little hammer break it and you're like, oh, that'd be kind of crazy if we did that. But you were that person.
Well, it was an older fire alarm, so it didn't have like the, you know, the breaking thing. You just pull it.
Pull
the
lever.
You have to do.
Did you ever get busted?
So my sister's friend, I guess, was, I went to Stadium High School in Tacoma.
Yeah.
So she was in the top tower, and every time I pulled it was the same time, and she would have to, like, walk down and walk up, and she knew it was me. So, yes, eventually I did get busted. Only got in school suspension for like 3 days, but yeah, it was pretty worth it. Slowly everybody found out, and yeah, I'm amazed I didn't get fined or arrested.
That's insane. I love that, that whoever that girl was, finally, I'm just sick of James's ass. Like, how many times do I have to go down and have to deal with this? I'm finally going to rat him out.
206-803-ROCK. Looking back, you totally should have been arrested for doing this as a child. Mike from Woodinville, what's your story?
Hey there, good morning. So good morning. When we were growing up, we started off with bottle rockets, tearing them apart. Graduated to tennis balls, and then we ended up making a pipe bomb up north. There's a couple containers next to the school, high school up there, and so we decided to light it off between it. Took off running, and red shrapnel in the middle of the night takes off. We go look the next day, and there's a foot and a half foot hole where it blew off. After that, we were done.
Did anybody ever find out that it was you guys that did that?
No, luckily no.
That's insane. You know, I feel like there's so many people that are going to have stories about fireworks.
Oh my gosh!
Especially when you're a teenager, you just want to see how big the boom can get.
Jacob from Puyallup, what did you do as a kid that, looking back on it, you totally should have been arrested for?
So good morning, guys.
Morning.
I don't know, 10, 11 years old or so, my buddy, his dad owned a shotgun, and he stole a pack of shotgun shells, and we literally took pliers and pulled the plugs out of it and the gunpowder and put it into glass beer bottles, and we set a tree on fire.
Did anyone ever get hurt from doing this?
We did not. When we set the tree on fire, we got freaked out and ran, and then went back to it and put it out.
Well, that was very responsible of you. Clean up the mess a little bit.
So the parents would be very proud of this situation, yes.
206-803-ROCK, confess your childhood crimes. What did you do as a kid that you probably should have been arrested for?
I like this text. It says, arrested? Maybe not, but when we were teens, we would go to new housing developments and take the sale signs and the sandwich boards and go put them in the yards of friends of people who we didn't like. It almost backfired one time when a friend's mom thought their landlord was selling the house without telling her. That's from our friend Rose in Tacoma.
Okay, that's funny.
That's a funny, harmless prank.
I love that. 206-803-ROCK, a childhood crime from an anonymous rockaholic.
Wait, they're going by anonymous?
Yes.
Awesome.
Hello.
Anonymous. Hi. I used to steal Christmas trees from properties.
Do you mean like a Christmas tree lot, or like one where you had to go cut it down?
Like, when sometimes it'd be from like where you had like a lot where you went and cut it down, but sometimes it would just be in people's yards.
So what would you do with these Christmas trees? Would you come home and be like, I got us another Christmas tree?
I mean, it was during Christmas. I grew up with a single mom, and I felt bad that she would have to spend money, and I was rebellious, and I decided that this was just going to be my thing. This was how I was going to contribute to Christmas in my house, was going and stealing these trees.
So did mom ever say, hey, how did you get the money to buy? I mean, I imagine you didn't go home and be like, hey, look, I stole this Christmas tree from one of our neighbors. I'd imagine you were saying, hey, I bought this or I purchased. Like, how did you pull that off?
At first, I said that my friends got it for me, but eventually I did confess, and I actually got her to go with me one time.
To steal one?
She took over barbed wire in the fence. Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
The trained Christmas tree bandits.
I love that. Yes. The daughter got the mom involved into a life of crime.
That is amazing.
Christmas tree crime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.